With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Nothing is set in stone right now, but there could be a major move in the making in Tehran. Iran's president earlier in the morning instructed his country's foreign minister to, quote, pursue fair and equitable negotiations with the United States. Those comments represent the first clear signal from Iran it may be willing to take part in the negotiations now being organized by Turkey. President Trump says he will not drop the Justice Department's probe into Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
Even though two Republican senators say they won't support the president's Fed pick unless the criminal investigation into Powell is resolved, the president said there are no plans to back off the probe. He said the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia will take the investigation to the end. Powell was subpoenaed in relation to his congressional testimony last June, but he contends the probe amounts to intimidation over interest rate policy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Bill Clinton and his wife, the former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, have both agreed to testify before the House Oversight Committee for its probe into the Jeffrey Epstein story. The two had faced a contempt of Congress charge had they not agreed to testify. China flooding Latin American markets with low-priced exports, especially cars and e-commerce goods.
The surge in imports is a significant challenge for local manufacturers, and some countries are fighting back to protect their own industries. Chinese e-commerce platforms like Temu are rapidly expanding sales in the region, offering cheaper alternatives to local products. Chinese car brands are also making inroads, especially in Brazil and Mexico. Bob Agner reporting.
And this is SRN News. A new push to overturn gay marriage.
Focus on the Family, the American Family Association, and other Christian ministries are joining the Greater Than campaign. It hopes to see the Supreme Court reverse its 2015 decision legalizing same-sex unions nationwide. The group Them Before Us, which is organizing the campaign, says, quote, "When marriage was redefined, parenthood was too. Once husbands and wives became optional, mothers and fathers became replaceable." Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom raising concerns about Egypt. A new report points out an Egyptian court has sentenced a Christian man to 5 years in prison for contempt of religion based on Egypt's blasphemy law. Furthermore, 14 members of the Almaty religion have been imprisoned. Commission wants the State Department to put Egypt in its watch list. This is SRN News. A legendary fresco is all cleaned up, or at least it soon will be. Keith Peters explains.
Michelangelo's The Last Judgment is undergoing its first major restoration in three decades. The imposing fresco dominates the Sistine Chapel. The chapel will remain open to visitors during the three-month cleaning. The Vatican Museum said in a statement on Monday that the scaffolding will partially obscure the view of the fresco. The cleaning will remove microparticle buildup on the plaster from so many people visiting each day. Keith Peters, Washington.
Coast Guard launching an investigation into the sinking of a commercial fishing vessel off Massachusetts that killed all seven people on board. Agency suspended its search for the seven who were aboard the Lily Jean when the boat sank in extremely frigid waters. More details, srnnews.com.